Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. It is Wednesday, October the 12th, which means this is the day of the week that we reserve to hang out with Bonnie Pintozzi, to imagine ourselves in a different destination on a snowy January morning, wherever we might be. And Bonnie, you're the one that gets us there.
Well, I do, but I happen to have a guest in studio that really gets you there. Invited Carlyn Blue today, and she's one of our talented, extremely experienced travel consultants at the Travel Authority. I could go on as far as how many years in the industry, but it's like countless. All right, so there's many, many years in the industry. Premier expert on river cruising, and we know how extremely popular river cruising is. So sit down, enjoy this show, and Carlyn, in a short amount of time, is going to give you as much information as possible on the river cruising. But we have a special river cruise reserved for 2017 that we're going to kick the show off with. So, Carlyn, good morning.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Well, what do we have planned on Ama Waterways?
Well, this is kind of a last-minute thing. We have Dave Dennison from Amacall being the host
mm-hmm.
of a October 26th night 2017 Provence sailing on Ama Waterways. He is real excited about this. We sat down and chose it for the itinerary, for all of the culinary opportunities. He's going to do a special presentation, take you through a market, come back and use the chef's table, which Ama Waterways is known for, and put together hors d'oeuvres. And there's also a lot of cultural things on this itinerary. I've taken it myself, and I did begin in Arles and end up in Lyon. Lyon, the culinary capital of France. And it's just one of my favorite of all the rivers I've been on.
Well, so talk about the special. Anyone who has ever been to Amacall, and Dave Dennison is the chef owner of Amacall here in Traverse City. We know it's an incredible restaurant. It's been here quite a while, and we all love Dave, and we love that restaurant. But this is going to be really kind of special because when you were talking about this earlier with me, you know, as far as all the different stops and the different things that you'll see, why don't we take our listeners through the itinerary just to give them a heads up, and you can comment about the special things that are in each one of those locations, and also the ship. That's the experience in itself.
Well, we didn't want to interfere with the regular schedule that Ama Waterways offers, because they are one of the best values on river cruising. They offer generally two or three different options for every port stop. So they'll offer something cultural, something active, and then a general walking tour. With Arles itself, you're parked right outside the walled city, the ancient walled city. So on a clear night, you can see a starry night that Van Gogh painted. You're going to be in Provence during harvest time, which is beautiful. And I happen to have a Van Gogh harvest time print in my dining room right now. The colors are gorgeous. But you can also do an excursion to an olive farm, and this is a historic olive farm where generations have farmed the area, and they crush the olive seeds. You also continue on to Avignon, which is the focal point of Provence sometimes. Here, again, you're parked right outside the walled city. They have a wonderful market. You will have a walking tour through the palace. And AMA always offers, besides the morning tour, an optional afternoon tour. And on this particular itinerary, I took advantage of every optional tour that they had because it was so interesting. They take you to the hill villages of Provence, which I had driven through Provence before and had not visited the hill villages. Just beautiful scenery. You can see art all around you, and the food on AMA waterways is bar none the best. You continue up the river. It's a 7-night cruise, and it ends in Lyon, where you do have excursions in Lyon. You don't just get off the ship. And I want to point out also, we're promoting this right now because there is $1,000 off per person on these cabins.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is incredible. But it only lasts for 2 weeks. And then it goes up $750 per person after the selling point. You can't make that much money on your dollar.
Wow.
So I know Dave has been in contact with me, and also a number of others that have been waiting for this opportunity. And although we can't really sit down and put together the air because it's a little bit too early, mm-hmm. there's a lot of different choices. AMA offers Barcelona before the cruise, or Paris after the cruise, or you can explore a number of other regions.
So, obviously, this is going to be piquing the interests of so many people, because not only are you going to be river cruising, which Carlin, Bonnie and I have talked a lot about this. I know this is your expertise. This is an industry. This is a trend that is more than a trend. This is an immersive experience. This is you being able to see these incredible areas from a view that we haven't thought of before.
It's much easier unpacking once mm-hmm. and traveling for 8 days and seeing all these different facets of the country and mm-hmm. Meeting the people. You can go off and do things on your own, or you can take advantage of what they have put together for you. There might be a cooking demonstration. There might be a discussion about the French in World War II. There's just...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Immerse yourself.
And because this is a river cruise, we know that that means you're not going to be traveling with thousands of people either.
This is a very small ship, 130 people. And that's another reason we're putting this out here at the beginning, because they sell out quickly. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss this opportunity.
I have to say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how romantic is this trip? Because if people are coming up on a big anniversary, or they're thinking maybe they're getting married, maybe they're renewing their vows, I'm listening to this and I'm going, this sounds like a fairy tale.
It can be. It's whatever you want it to be. I've had mothers and daughters, because
oh, nice.
They feel the safety of being with this small group and still being able to do everything comfortably. I've had singles, mm-hmm. Some that did not have full mobility, and they just sat on top of the vessel and watched the countryside go by. You don't cruise a lot, but right. They were up close and personal enough that they felt the whole experience themselves.
And part of this is, when, if you look at the date, we're talking about fall of 2017.
Yeah.
Carlin looked at a lot of itineraries and really chose this one. And look how early we are actually saying, we're announcing this. We need to get the deposits in early, everything to hold this space. This will be gone. I mean, if we don't meet the what we're looking for as far as getting all the deposits and then taking care of everyone, somebody else will take the space.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the river cruising side of it. It is small, intimate, But that's also the, you know, you can't wait like a mega liner out there, and you're not going to have that same experience as an ocean vessel.
And the fact that you're cruising with Dave Dennison,
one
of the nicest
wonderful host,
just an amazing host who has been the proprietor, the owner of Amical, has been the chef of Amical for over 22 years in Traverse City, which is now priding itself on a foodie town. But he was a foodie before foodie town was cool.
And he still helps all the other foodies as they're trying to come into town and do everything. Had that wonderful opportunity to sit down with Dave for about a couple hours in his restaurant a few weeks ago. And it was interesting to hear about all the history. But, you know, he is just the kind of person you just want to hang with. You really do.
Let's talk about those additional add-ons, if you'd like to. The optional pre-cruise, 3 nights in Barcelona, and the optional post-cruise, 3 nights in Paris. And you mentioned, Carlin, that you don't have to necessarily check the box, yes, I'd like the optional either one. You can sit down with you and the travel authority, and you can say, maybe I don't want to go to Paris, maybe I want to go somewhere else. And you, the travel authority, will get that person there. Maybe they want to turn this 7-night cruise into 14 glorious nights wherever they want to go.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I suggested to one of the clients is interested in this. After Lyon, train up to Dijon and do Burgundy, another wonderful region. Or if you don't want to do that, Lyon is very close to Switzerland. So there's an entry into Geneva and Switzerland.
Wow.
If you don't want to do Barcelona at the beginning, you've got Monaco, you've got Nice. You could come just about from any place in Western Europe and begin this cruise. I actually flew into Marseille, which is at the bottom of Provence, and transferred up to Arles. So that's another opportunity. If you've got a short period of time, you just want to do the cruise, easy enough.
I think, you know, and I know we don't usually talk about pricing here, but with that $1,000 discount, that is a significant discount on the value of this cruise is, I mean, incredibly valuable. And you're getting so much. I mean, you're literally immersing yourself in the backyard of these incredible places. And Carlin, you said it doesn't matter whether you want to turn this into a romantic vacation. Maybe it's a multi-generational. Maybe you turn this into one of those once-in-a-lifetime trips for all the family. But it's a great value with that $1,000 off.
It is, for sure. And Carlin really works hard at getting the best value and everything and actually selecting the right cruise line, river cruise line to do this with, because there's a lot of options out there, but this particular one is really a special one. And you're right, Crystal, we normally don't talk price, and that's why if you're listening to the show, I'd like you to contact Carlin direct, because Carlin is leading this. She has taken the negotiations on, she's taken all that, but she knows it inside and out. I mean, you're listening to her right now talk about she's been on this, but all the options that she has taken.
Right. Now, Wendy, obviously you and I want to go on this.
Oh, I know. I am, like, so ready. I'm over here Googling, like, okay, where is this trip? And you know, I have to, my private testimonial that I often make public for Carlin especially, because she helped arrange a trip for our family 2 summers ago that we actually went to Avignon, and we went to the originally proposed Vatican. And so that, which is there. And and so I know when she's saying that I've done this, I know it works. She introduced us to areas. We were on a very strict timeline, traveling as a family, meeting kids that are on study abroad, that kind of thing. And she was amazing. So trust her judgment. Get in touch with her. She will not steer you in the wrong direction. We discovered parts of Italy we never would have discovered without her.
You know, and that's such a great testimonial, because it's that private personal touch. When you are thinking about doing something, whether it's a trip or maybe it's just a weekend away somewhere very quickly, the idea that you have someone right there back at home, from the travel authority, that God forbid something happens, you can have that person looking into it while you just relax. That makes me feel very blessed to know that you guys are there.
Well, it's the peace of mind. And
yeah.
Carlin is certainly an expert on river cruising and everything as well. But, you know, I kind of love the fact that some of the other areas that she has specialized in with Australia, New Zealand, and, you know, worldwide types of programs, Carlin has all of that knowledge, and she is amazing. So, Wendy, thank you, because we all feel
you,
like
Wendy.
That, and I'm
You're
sure
welcome.
There's a few listeners out there that are going, oh, yeah,
they're nodding their
head. Yeah.
And she saved us thousands of dollars. That was another very key part of our travel. Mm-hmm. I mean, she saved us thousands of dollars.
Well, I'm just telling you that I'm looking at the dates here, and once again, this is a very special opportunity for you, the listener, to take part in this incredible trip. It's going to be October 26th through November 2nd, 2017. However, you have the option of making this trip whatever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. You can do additional add-ons. You can go anywhere. Carlin can help you get there. But this is an incredible value. You need to get in touch with Carlin at the Travel Authority to put your name on the list. How can we do that?
Well, it's only demanding a deposit at this time. Which is another amazing thing about AMA Waterways. The deposit is $400 per person. $200 of it is non-refundable, but we can cover that with insurance. And then the final payment's not due until 90 days prior, so you have all year to sit on it.
Wow.
You have all year to sit, to plan, to save in some instances, and to dream about this. You know, this is the kind of thing that will get you through this winter, long winter of it. And then when you're sort of preoccupied in our beautiful summertime, wherever we are, and you're busy and you're doing the summer, and then the it gets cold again, and you're going to be going away.
Yes.
Yes. And that call to action for the deposit is what they call it, because that's an upcoming one.
Yes. The deposit, I would like to have in by the 25th of October. The specials until the 31st of October, but I myself am leaving for Europe. Dave is out of town right now, has left me in the position of rounding all this up for him. But the deposit is important to get your space.
Now, we've talked about where we're going. And we've talked about who we're going with AMA Waterways and this incredible river cruise trip. But let's talk for just a minute, because we're running out of time, about what you see on board the ship. I mean, you're not talking about tiny little staterooms. You're not talking about just sort of the, cookie cutter buffet style food. You're going to get some fine dining. You're going to have some complimentary local wines and beers, which is amazing while aboard. And for those of us who would love to just continue to exercise whilst vacationing, you have a fitness room aboard.
Well, you can also, they have bikes on board, so you can bike along the river. Lots of opportunity for hiking and biking. And as far as the cabins, they are cozy. That's what I call them, but very well appointed. I mean, two women can unpack their whole suitcase and still have room in the closet and the drawers.
Oh, good.
So it's very well appointed. You can also get the cabins with the French balcony, which just kind of lets the outdoor in. As far as food, it's European-style seating, so you come into the dining room and fill in the spaces. It's not assigned seating. It's very flexible. You can meet new people every night. I love the concept. I've been on three other river cruises, and this is kind of the way to do Europe now.
Well, 130 people, that's the maximum amount of guests on board this ship, so you're really going to meet everybody. And I assume that people find friendships that last forever while aboard river cruising.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do, and they keep in touch, and they meet up, and they go, well, where are we going to go next year?
Where are we going to go next year?
Right.
Well, and, you know, I just want to point out once again that Carlin is looking for some deposits on this. This is an incredible, incredible value for you to experience river cruising. We've talked about it on the show so many times. Mm-hmm. You can go with a familiar face, David Dennison, the chef and the owner of Amacall in downtown Traverse City. And you have the expertise that's coming not only from the Travel Authority, but from Carlin Blue. I'm telling you, this is one of those bucket list items. I know Colleen's not here right now, but this is it. How can people get in touch with you, Carlin?
They can call me direct, which is 231-486-2108. You may leave a message. I work Monday through Friday until 5 p.m. Or you can email me at Carlin, that's K-A-R-L-Y-N, blue@thetravelauthority.com.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Bonnie. Thank you so much for bringing Carlin here and making everybody go, I want to go on a river cruise.
Absolutely. And I just want to say I'm so honored to work with Carlin. I've known her so long. And as Wendy said, just doing things with Carlin is an experience in itself, too.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Oh, I love it. Find out more about this by emailing Carlin, as she said, K-A-R-L-Y-N dot B-L-U-E, blue, at thetravelauthority.com, or give her a call. This is that chance for you to experience what we've been talking about on the show with River Cruising. Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I go walking in my sleep, from the mountains of fame.